Next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Matt Painter. The Boilermakers earned the number one seed in the Big Ten tournament after winning the outright Big Ten championship. Purdue will open the tournament on Friday at noon Eastern time against either Illinois or Michigan. Coach Painter, good morning.
Good morning.
Please start us out with a quick opening thought, and then we'll go straight to questions for you.
Well, I thought our guys played really well down the stretch against Northwestern. I thought Northwestern was really good, played hard. Both teams took care of the basketball. Northwestern out-rebounded us. And we both struggled from three, but I think it was due to both teams' defense. But just was, you know, proud of our guys for how we, you know, we finished the game and were able to – got fortunate that one of their guys got open on a screen and missed an open shot. And so we were fortunate in that area. But we made our free throws, got some stops. I thought Swanigan really trusted his skill down the stretch and had a couple real nice turnarounds and, you know, really made some nice plays for us. But, you know, our guys have, you know, been able to hang in there, and we lost some close games early in the first half of conference play. And then we won some close games, and obviously a couple of those could have went either way, but the ones we lost obviously, you know, went against us. And I think our guys are doing a much better job of closing out games and being confident, you know, when games gets tight, you know, whether that's getting a stop or, you know, making a play on the offensive end. But, you know, just pleased with our guys for hanging in there and playing hard and obviously being able to win the Big Ten championship by two games.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
Your first question is from Nathan Baird, Journal and Courier.
Hey, Matt. You guys are used to this double bye now. I'm just curious how this week of preparation is different than what it has been during the season, you know, going in 4 days off and then into an unknown opponent after that.
Yeah, you know, I think this week is more of getting healthy, you know, getting prepared for the tournament. Obviously, we're going to play, you know, one or two teams, and so, you know, both of those teams are, you know, going to be quality opponents, and both those teams are playing well. And so for us, it's going to be more of, you know, preparing ourselves to get healthy and feeling good about ourselves and just, you know, working on, you know, some minor things that we've struggled with. You know, everybody struggles with something, no matter if you won 8 out of 9 like we have, or you've won 7 out of 8, or you've lost a couple. You know, everybody struggles. And so, you know, you try to shore up some of those things, but every coach is trying to get their team in the right frame of mind. And, you know, Turge just talked about it. Everybody knows so much about their opponents, you can't forget about yourself. You know, you got to take good shots and take care of the basketball and stick together when things don't go your way. And because crazy things happen in the tournament, anybody can beat anybody, and everybody, you know, understands that. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do, you know, this week. Go hard, but, you know, go pretty short, get a lot of shooting in, and, you know, just get ready to travel to D.C. on Thursday.
Your next question is from Jeff Washburn, Associated Press.
Hey, Matt. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. Hey, you frequently have talked over the years about, especially late in the year, you got a really good idea of a sense of how your guys are playing, and you talk about trusting a guy. He's going to get more minutes. It seems like while Carson's had a great year, he's struggled a little bit down the stretch. That's maybe some freshman-itis, but Spike has really been a guy it seems like you've gone to and can trust. Are you going to see more minutes from him, you think, in the tournament just because of his experience and his level of trust you have in him?
Well, you know, we'll see. You know, I thought Spike played well, and he deserved to get more minutes. You know, he subs in and plays good and, you know, does what he did like in the Northwestern game. You know, and it's hard. It's hard for the role that, you know, that he's in. It's hard to be really productive in 10 to 12 minutes. But, you know, he definitely gave us a boost in that game. I thought he did some really good things on both ends of the court and affected the game. And so, you know, we look forward to going to D.C. and playing, and look forward to him playing well.
Thanks, Matt.
Yep, no problem.
Your next question is from Bob Kravitz, WTHR.
Hello, Matt.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, I'm wondering, do you feel like your team is better suited for tournament play this year than maybe you have been in the past, and if so, why?
Yeah, I do think so. We're better offensively. You know, we're a better shooting team. We're more versatile. We were so big last year, but we were also rigid. You know, certain things bothered us. You know, going against the zone, we weren't, you know, fluid, getting pressed. We just didn't have enough decision makers and ball handlers that we stuck with for long periods of time. And then that's on me. You know, I felt like staying with a more defensive rebounding group was the best thing for us last year. You know, now in hindsight, you know, adding Carson Edwards and Spike Albrecht, and then, you know, the improvements of Dakota Mathias and Klein and PJ Thompson, you know, we have a lot of decision makers out on the court playing. Vince Edwards, you know, primarily as the four, allows us to have that stretch four and that guy that can, you know, shoot the basketball and drive the basketball and show his versatility. I don't think he can show his versatility as well at the three. And but just the two different looks we have, you know, with Haas and Swanigan in together, or Swanigan and Edwards in together, or Haas and Edwards. And so I obviously three different looks. But, no, I definitely think, you know, because of our offensive productivity, I don't think we're as good defensively as we were last year. We don't have a shot blocker. But I also think we've made, you know, great strides. I wouldn't call us a great defensive team. But at times we've been pretty good.
Thank you, Matt.
No problem.
Your next question is from Mike DeFebo, CNHI Sports.
Hey, Matt. My question is about the junior class. You've kind of leaned on them in terms of experience and leadership. How do those qualities show up now that you're heading into the postseason?
Well, I think, you know, with those guys being through it, you know, this is their third, you know, Big Ten tournament. This is their third, you know, NCAA tournament coming up. You know, just those experiences. We've had some tough losses in the NCAA tournament and overtime in both games, their freshman and sophomore year. We've been able to advance at least one game after getting the double bye in their first 2 years. So they've been through, you know, more experiences, and they've seen a lot of different things. And I think that's it kind of shows up some in some close games that we've had in February and obviously our last game against, you know, Northwestern. But just playing with that mature pulse and that confidence, I think that only really comes outside of really, really special players, you know, with experience. And those, all four of those guys have got a lot of experience now.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Matt. In terms of the way the tournament is setting up with so many teams that were at sort of in the second half of the league, bottom half of the league, playing well, what does that bode for, you know, a tournament like this?
Well, I think it says a lot about the teams, you know, and the coaches, just to be able to, it's hard. You know, we've been there and been a team that's been very similar to them in the past. And you know, our ships went south and we end up last in the league. You know, we've also done it where we fought and got close and been able to get into the tournament. And obviously we've had years where, you know, we've put ourselves in a better position, you know, going into this week. But I think it just shows our parity. I think it shows there's not a lot of difference, you know, with our teams at this point, especially on a neutral court coming up. But we're seeing teams go on the road and win. And, you know, you're seeing teams that they say they aren't going to the tournament on the road to face a tournament team. And, you know, that's normally just a win. And it just kind of shows you, well, maybe that team is a tournament team. And, you know, the way Illinois played, the way, you know, Iowa's played, you know, Minnesota had a nice, you know, run here to finish the season. I know they lost their last game, but they put a string of wins together. But when you are going on the road to win in this league, it says something about, you know, the players, and it says something about the coaches, especially when you've had some bad moments, you know, and some bad losses, you know, early in conference play. Can you recover from that? A lot of times kids don't recover from that. And when you get to this time of the year, do they want the season over? You'd be surprised of how many guys, when it's going south and it's, you know, they just want it to be over with. Let's get ready for next year. And we got some teams in this league where, you know, the coaches have kept them all together, and that's not been their mindset. They've been able to go on the road and win. They've been able to get some home wins, and now they put themselves in some really good positions. And they're going to need some help in the tournament, but you know, that's part of it. That's what makes it exciting and fun. And but no, we have a very, very good league. And but this is the time of the year that obviously, especially the NCAA tournament, that we got to prove that we have a good league.
And just to follow up, is this a neutral court for Maryland, given, especially on the weekend? It doesn't come up much, but you played at home, sort of close to home last year. Is it a true neutral court?
We'll see. You know, everyone's different. It was a neutral court for us, even though we had fans. You go look at our record, you go look at Indiana's record, playing in Indianapolis. It didn't give us any type of advantage. And then, you know, a lot of coaches thought that it would, and I don't blame them, you know, because it just makes sense that, you know, you're able to have more fans there. And the thing about Indianapolis is, you know, it's right in the, you know, in the middle. It's why, you know, you see a lot of Final Fours there, and it's very fan-friendly. So you get a lot of people that they're able to get there. Not everybody, because obviously we got some people like Iowa and Nebraska on the west, and then we get in the east, you know, with Rutgers and Maryland and Penn State. And so it's not ideal for them. I understand that. But it is centralized. Now, you know, moving towards the east and giving them advantage and getting more fans and stuff, does it lead to them winning games? It didn't for Indiana, and it didn't for Purdue. Even though we both had some success, we didn't have ultimate success in the city of Indianapolis.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate your time this morning. We'll see you this week.
All right. Thank you.